Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Politician is a 2010 nonfiction expose by Andrew Young, a longtime aide and confidant of John Edwards. Written from an insider's perspective, the book recounts Young's years inside Edwards' political world and then turns to the personal and ethical collapse that followed Edwards' affair with Riele Hunter. It is not a neutral biography or campaign history in the conventional sense. Instead, it combines memoir, political reporting, and scandal narrative to show how ambition, secrecy, and image management shaped Edwards' rise and fall. The book is especially focused on the tension between public reform rhetoric and private conduct, as well as the practical machinery that allowed the affair and its cover-up to continue. Because Young was close to the events, the book offers a first-hand account of campaign culture, elite political behavior, and the pressures placed on staffers who remain loyal long after trust has eroded. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an insider view of Edwards' political machine and personal image management. One of the book's central contributions is its account of how John Edwards cultivated a public persona while relying on a tightly controlled inner circle. Young describes a candidate intensely focused on presentation, message discipline, fundraising, and personal appearance, all of which mattered because Edwards was building a national profile around charisma and ambition. This matters analytically because it shows that campaigns are not only policy operations, but also image systems, where staffers help maintain consistency between public performance and private reality. The book suggests that Edwards' political identity was inseparable from the way he was packaged for donors, voters, and the media. That makes the memoir useful as a study of modern campaign culture. It exposes how much work goes into preserving credibility, especially when a candidate seeks to embody moral seriousness while also pursuing power at the highest level. Secondly, the affair with Riele Hunter and the collapse of the reformist image. The most widely known element of the book is its detailed account of Edwards' affair with Riele Hunter and the effort to conceal it while his wife, Elizabeth Edwards, was seriously ill. Young frames this not merely as a private betrayal, but as the event that exposed the gap between Edwards' public ideals and private behavior. The scandal is important because Edwards had built much of his political brand around empathy, family values, and concern for ordinary people. When the affair became central to the narrative, it sharply undercut that image and changed how his campaign and legacy were perceived. The book's value lies in showing how scandals become politically catastrophic when they contradict a candidate's own moral positioning. In that sense, it is less about gossip than about the fragility of political trust once the public sees that the candidate's story was constructed on concealment. Every earlier claim becomes harder to believe. Thirdly, cover-up tactics, loyalty tests, and the ethics of complicity. Young's account goes beyond the affair itself to describe the practical steps taken to hide it, including efforts to manage evidence, redirect attention, and recruit others into the secrecy. This is where the book becomes a study of complicity under pressure. The narrative illustrates how political environments can normalize dubious behavior by turning staff loyalty into a test of character, even when the requested actions are ethically questionable. Young's own role is particularly revealing because he is not just an observer. He becomes part of the machinery surrounding the scandal. That gives the book a moral tension that many political biographies lack. It shows how people close to power can become trapped between personal loyalty, career dependence, and their own discomfort with what they are asked to do. The broader implication is that scandal is rarely sustained by one person alone. It depends on a network of enablers, rationalizations, and compromises. Fourthly, campaign finance pressure and the legal aftermath of the scandal. The book also connects personal misconduct to campaign finance issues and the legal consequence that followed. Edwards was later charged in connection with payments and efforts related to concealing the affair, and the case raised questions about whether such spending constituted illegal campaign support or private personal expense. Young's account helps explain why the scandal became more than a tabloid story once campaign funds and political operations were involved. The matter moved into the realm of federal law and public accountability. This dimension is important because it shows the overlap between ethics, money, and electoral regulation in American politics. A campaign can be legally and politically vulnerable when personal problems are handled through political accounts and staff channels. The book therefore works as a case study in how modern campaign structures can amplify misconduct, especially when a candidate treats every resource, including staff time and money, as part of image control. Lastly, a revealing portrait of dependency, healthcare, and staff vulnerability beyond the scandal. The book includes a significant, if less famous, thread about healthcare and dependency. Young's account highlights how employment tied to political service can also mean dependence on a candidate for health insurance and family security. This gives the memoir a broader social dimension, showing that loyalty was not maintained only by ideology or ambition, but also by very concrete material pressures. The healthcare angle deepens the book because it reveals how personal crises intersect with structural vulnerabilities. Staff members do not simply choose to stay. They may remain, because leaving would jeopardize access to treatment and financial stability for their families. That makes the book more than a political tell-all. It becomes a commentary on how elite political work can resemble a fragile patronage system, where people are bound to powerful figures by practical necessity as much as by trust. This theme gives the book lasting relevance beyond the Edwards scandal itself. In conclusion, The Politician will be most useful for readers interested in presidential campaigns, political scandal, insider memoirs, and the hidden mechanics of public image. It offers practical value for anyone studying how campaigns manage donors, messaging, staff loyalty, and crisis containment, because the book shows those processes from within rather than from a distance. It also has intellectual value for readers concerned with ethics and politics, since it illustrates how personal conduct, public branding, and legal exposure can become inseparable. Compared with standard campaign biographies, this book stands out because it is not a polished retrospective from a strategist or reporter. It is a first-hand account by someone embedded in the Edwards operation, which gives it a sharper sense of proximity and complicity. Compared with a general scandal summary, it is more revealing about the human and institutional pressures that allowed the situation to continue. Readers who want a serious insider narrative about American political culture will find it more distinctive than a simple exposé, because it connects personal downfall to the broader systems that sustain modern campaigns. If you would like to support Andrew Young, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.